You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Muffet McGraw, head coach at the University of Notre Dame, and you're listening to Dishin' and Swishin' on WSTR Radio.
Maya Moore is one of the most special basketball players I've ever had the privilege to be around as a coach or as a player. She's just just a very, very special and unique athlete. What makes Maya special starts with her innards. She has a great head, she has a great heart, and she's got great guts and gumption, which means she's also very combative and physical with her game, to go with the heart, which is her will, and the head, which means she's intelligent about the game. You know, I've likened her to the great champions of the sport of basketball, like Bill Russell, like Larry Bird, like Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan. This is just a special competitor. And there's a competitiveness inside Maya that just burns so hot that it's hard to describe and to put into words. And it's at the core of who she is. And then you talk about her skills. I mean, she's got a great basketball skill set to go along with this intangible competitiveness that's just as high a level as I've ever seen. And that skill set includes her ability to shoot the basketball. She's a great, tremendous finisher. She is an excellent defender and an excellent rebounder. She just goes and gets the basketball in such a savage, competitive way. And I use the word savage as a compliment here, to describe her aggression when she goes and gets the ball. It's why UConn will have another great season this year coming up.
Mama was a special player. We boxed and wanted to start the game. We triangled and toted. Every time they touched it, to double her. Then we tried a 2-3 zone and watched her everywhere, and she still got 26 and 12, so I'd hate to think of what would have happened if we'd have just played her straight up. She's a really, really good player. She's an Olympian. She's a special player. She's one of the best that's ever played this game. What she can do is what most women cannot do. That's to stand up behind the screen, behind the three-point line. This is why men can run the clock down, because they just step up and shoot. My Moore can get out at the three-point line, and you can set a screen, and she can be behind it and don't have to replant her feet and step up and shoot. That's why she's a special player. Most women have to reset their feet to shoot the ball. She does not. Does Minnesota have the first pick in the WNBA draft?
Yes.
I wouldn't trade that pick away for any other whole team for her. I'd keep that player.
Being on the court with Maya it's always been amazing. Ever since my freshman year, nothing's changed. It's like, I'm always amazed at the things that she does. Even in something simple like one dribble pull-ups or a great rebound, or like today, Steph's passed to her, and I did not think that was going in at all, and it did. And just amazing things like that has been going on ever since I've been here, and I feel like a fan sometimes. I'm like, I'm a fan of somebody that's on my team, but the things that she does just makes me feel that way. So, I mean, I have no choice but to be in awe of the things she does, because she always works so hard, and she always gets other people involved, and she's always being a leader on the floor. So, I mean, it's just always amazement when it comes to Maya.
She just reminds me of Kobe Bryant. I mean, it's just like, what player in our game stops and pops like she does? I watched her right in front of my bench. She catches it. We came closed out on her, and she went in a direction that I couldn't even believe she could stop herself and go in that direction and pulled straight up, I mean, on a dime. And she knows, she reads things before they happen. And that makes her so special, that she knows what she wants to do before she catches the ball. And not a lot of players do that.